Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Dear fellow Christians, if last week someone would have said that we would have a temperature in the middle 50s, maybe even the 60s, on the 10th of February, we probably would have laughed at him, much less if that statement would have been made in Buffalo, New York. A week ago, it would not have been uncommon to pick up a newspaper and read about the plight of some stranded motorist who had left his car in order to find safety. In one such story, the headline read, "Lights of a Farmhouse Guide Stranded Motorist to Safety." A blizzard had forced this man to leave his car, and in the process, he had lost all sense of direction. And after the ordeal, he said, "If it were not for the light of the house, I would have frozen to death." We too are like this motorist. We were lost in sin and living in a world that is panic-stricken about its very existence. But a light saved us. Jesus Christ, the eternal light that brings all people to safety. It was he that conquered death for us by his suffering on the cross, which was considered one of the most darkest hours in all of history. But he not only conquered death, but he rose victoriously on Easter morning as our eternal light. We give glory and thanksgiving to God, our Heavenly Father, this Epiphany tide, that he sent us his light for all people throughout the world. This morning we center our thoughts on three verses from the fifth chapter of St. Matthew. And this is written in the 14th and through the 16th verses. The section is taken from Christ's beautiful Sermon on the Mount, where Christ is addressing his students, his followers, mostly his 12 disciples, but also his lesser-known followers, his pupils. The situation is quiet, peaceful, where the words can be heard without distraction. Jesus says, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do men light a lamp and put it under a peck measure, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Jesus tells them that they are the lights of the world. No doubt they had heard Jesus himself declare that he is the light of the world. And he goes on to later say, "He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have a light of life." All of Christ's followers, whether they are his apostles or of old, or the men and women, or the children today, the seminary field worker, the vicars, pastoral candidates and the professors, we are Christ's light to a sinful world. As Christians, have we ever looked at ourselves and asked the question, what kind of light are we? To each other, to our families, and to the community around about us. In verse 16, the word light suddenly becomes a lamp. And we know that today, a lamp that does not have a liquid fuel or a source of electricity cannot shine or burn. In fact, that lamp is truly worthless. And in order for Christians to shine, we too must have a power source. Is it Christ alone? We cannot mix Christ and our human sinfulness, our human pride. Nor can we live of the world where we purposely push God into the background. God wants our lights to shine brightly. And in order for this to happen, we must be plugged in to the only and true power source, the Holy Scriptures, so that can become truly, as they say, a lamp unto our path and a light unto our way. Christ wants us to daily examine his lights. He wants them to be recharged through his word and sacraments. In reverence, daily drown the old Adam within us. By faith, believing what its power has done for us. And before communion, examine ourselves, as Luther says, by putting our hand to our heart and to make sure whether or not we are of the flesh. And we know that we are through his law. For we know that we can't even live up to any of those great expectations. But rejoice. We have a Savior who died for us, who died for the sins of our flesh. We have forgiveness. And now, with that forgiveness, we can truly live as lights for Christ in a dark world. Let your light shine brightly. Now at the seminary, with your families at home, and in the future when Christ sends you from this special city on the hill, may you also shine brightly in that corner of the world. We believe that unlike the world, which faces an energy crisis, our source of power and light is eternal. May our lives and our thoughts and our words glorify God, our gracious Father, who sent an eternal light to all. Amen.